Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown score or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bears fans, this is Take the North.
What's the reason, Duck? It's here.
With your hosts.
All these guys.
Dan Wiederer.
The whole key to sustaining success in this league is to have quarterback play that is top tier and can consistently push you down those roads.
And Mark Grody.
We're allowed to, at this point, Bears fans are allowed to right now, dream big and predict what you want out of the season.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Take the North podcast, along with Dan Wiederer of The Athletic. I am Mark Grody of 670 The Score. We are both coming at you here on a Thursday from Hallis Hall, and I see my guy Dan Wiederer. I think you're out in the atrium right in front of a Devin Hester jersey right now. That looks good.
Downstairs, yeah. It's a nice, comfortable place. I got the comfortable chair today. I feel like I'm sitting back in a posture that's very relaxed, and so maybe that's a symbol of something. I don't know what, but maybe it's a symbol of something.
You're being comfortable in the basement of Hallis Hall?
it's just a relaxed atmosphere, right? Like, you're just ready for whatever's next.
That's true, because these are rare waters for everybody. Those of us that cover the Bears, the players that are in that locker room. So let's get right down to it. And there is interesting news out here on a Thursday at Hallis Hall, and it is not the greatest of news that we will start off with, and that is that the Bears are going to be without two of their most important offensive players. Both Luther Burden and Roma Dunze ruled out for the Packers game on Saturday night at Soldier Field. So a lot more DJ Moore, Olamide Zaccheaus, Colston Loveland come on down. Devin Duvernay will probably get into the action. Maybe he gets targeted at some point in time. More Cole Kmet. Dan, what do you think when you look at these two wide receivers and the holes that they will leave in the Bears offense?
You're going to be missing a couple key contributors, obviously, to that passing game with Odunze and Luther Burden out. I'm also a little bit curious to see how well DeAndre Swift gets through here. He's on the injury report, listed as questionable, and you're just kind of keeping a close eye on that to see. I mean, he's been tough all year. He's found a way to grind through a lot of bumps and bruises throughout the year, and you just want to keep an eye on that because you want to be as whole and as strong as possible going into a game with this much meaning in it on Saturday night. And so it's definitely a challenge for this team, but they've met challenges like this head on all year.
Yeah, he's questionable. He was not talking in the locker room, at least on Thursday. The good news here is that Tremaine Edmonds did have a full practice. He is officially questionable for the game. I can't quite call it. We did see him by his locker today. He he was there, he was smiling, he looked good. He's not been activated, so he is not required to speak to the media. So he hasn't even been activated yet, but I don't know. I can never call it on these. Yeah. Open these windows, Dan. I don't know about Tremaine Edmonds.
Right, and the trend this year has been to give these guys a longer runway once their window's been reopened, to get ready and get on the field. So it's hard to say. We'll keep an eye on that one as we go forward as well. But again, to the Bears' credit, they've got a linebacker that was little known just a month ago, who is now the current NFC Defensive Player of the Week, and DeMarco Jackson. And so again, it's a testament to their ability to have all these guys ready and those guys' ability to step up when called upon.
Yeah, and I can share with you that Cole Kmet, he says he will play. He's officially questionable, but he was asked if he's going to play, and he says, yeah, I'm going to play.
Cole's the type of guy that doesn't miss time to begin with. Going through 6 years of Bears football and then having a game against the Packers with this magnitude, there ain't no way in hell he's missing this game Saturday night. And so that one was never really in doubt in my mind, just knowing how Cole is wired, and he confirmed it today, obviously, in the locker room.
Well, and Cole, while we're on Cole, and we're going to get to the stadium stuff here in just a second, Dan and I will give you the latest and give you our opinions on what is going on and what is not going on with the building of a Bears stadium. But I do want to play some Cole Kmet audio, which I got to give you credit for, Dan. You asked one of your famous juice questions. Dan loves juice. He likes talking about being pumped up, the juice. You're feeling that juice. And Weezy here, our guy, asked Cole Kmet about the juice and how you're feeling heading into this game. His answer might surprise you a little bit. Here's Cole Kmet.
Yeah, the juice of it. Yeah, it's not as heightened as maybe as you would think it would be. I think everyone's got a really good demeanor, at least that's how I feel right now. And we've taken the approach of game to game. And, I felt like going into that last game we played against these guys, I thought there was more juice going into the week, like almost too much, where I thought maybe there was a little pressing going on early in the game. And I think you get in at halftime and realize, all right, this is still the same football. This is football. That's all it is. And so I feel like we got a good mentality going into this week, and hopefully we can kind of pick up where we left off at the end of that game on Saturday. This Saturday.
Yeah, man, sometimes you can feel that. You can feel that sort of them putting that extra pressure on themselves early in games. I mean, we talked about it so much about the lack of success. Just if we want to use something to be symbolic of it, six straight games in which the Bears offense has not scored on their opening drive. Obviously, that goes before the Green Bay game. But that to me, very interesting. It's like the Bears took a deep breath and said, yeah, you guys belong in this arena with the Green Bay Packers.
Well, and there's two parts of this, and we'll unpack this a little bit more deeply within our game spotlight when we hear from some other people on the coaching staff and in that locker room that speak to some of these topics. But I think this is almost an acknowledgement, Grody, from Cole, that this is an inexperienced team in big moments, and so your first time in that big moment, you do get a little bit too juiced up like they were 2 weeks ago, and you do feel the stage, and it takes you a little bit to settle in. And it's why that experience in big games is so valuable. It's why I say all the time that even if this season doesn't reach the heights that you want it to,
going through these big games week after week after week is going to prepare the Bears for down the road. They're going to get into these games next year and go, oh yeah, we've been here. We know how to kind of handle the flow of the week. We know how to, you know, get into the start of the game and not be so amped up. And we know how to just kind of get into a game properly. And so I thought it was a telling revelation from Cole, and he probably didn't even really know kind of what he was saying there. But I do think it does speak to the need for this team to get more of these games under their belt, so that they are ready for them every single time they come up, because the path they're on leads you to believe they're going to be playing a ton of these for the next 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what everybody wants. And I thought it was great that Cole, because you could have just taken that question that you asked him and been like, yeah, oh yeah, we're feeling the juice. But a very thoughtful answer and interesting answer from Cole Kmet. As for the Bears stadium situation out here at Halas Hall, this is Thursday as we are talking to you. A lot of us didn't really know what to expect pulling up to Halas Hall upon the news that the Bears are considering a move to Northwest Indiana, which Kevin Warren insists is not a leverage play. It's the first person I saw getting right up as I got closer to Halas Hall today. I did see Kevin Warren right there outside the entrance to Halas Hall with a few other gentlemen around him, and made me think and wonder if he would be speaking on this day, Thursday. He did not, has not. It's a fluid situation. He did not add anything more to what was written in the open letter to fans, and obviously wanting to get to the state. The Bears are worried about funding from the state of Illinois for Arlington Heights, a property which the Bears own. We know that everybody struck out with building in the city of Chicago. That's long gone, Dan. And then one other thing, a spokesperson from the office of Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker saying, quote, here's an excerpt from what they are saying about what the Bears have done, quote, suggesting the Bears would move to Indiana is a startling slap in the face to all the beloved and loyal fans who have been rallying around the team during this strong season, close quote. So there is a heavyweight war of words going on between the Bears and the state of Illinois.
Well, and it's, you know, leaked into the fan base for sure. And I know you felt it kind of listening to some of the calls to Sports Talk Radio, probably filtering through your own social media feeds, going through your text messages. You see this vibe where people are kind of annoyed by this entire storyline, particularly at this time. And so, like, that's part of this story, I think, at this stage, is that there's, you know, look, like, this is not going to affect the preparation of the football team. It's not going to affect the performance of the football team on Saturday night against Green Bay. But I do think it has affected the city's vibes over the last 24 hours, with people just kind of on edge during a time where no one was on edge. Everyone was just kind of riding this wave of excitement and enthusiasm that has been really, really, really fun to ride for a while. And this felt like a out of nowhere abrupt pivot on a project that seems to be going nowhere. And that seemed to be the reaction on, my days get mixed up here, but that was Wednesday evening when the open letter came out, released on the Bears official website from Kevin Warren. And you were here, Grody, in this building when we were told at the start of 2025 that there would be shovels in the ground by the end of 2025. And now we're like 13 days from the end of 2025, and now we've got wandering eyes to Northwest Indiana. Where in Northwest Indiana? What specifically? Where's the property? How are you going to pay for it? What are you going to do with the 326 acres that you own in Arlington Heights? There just seems to be a lot of chaos and confusion, and I understand that this isn't all of the Bears making, that they need some help from the state government, which understandably has its own priorities right now that are a little bit higher than trying to get money reallotted for an NFL team stadium. But it feels messy right now, and it's at a time where I don't think Bears fans really want to deal with messy.
Right, and I think that is my guess here on why, as we sit here recording on a Thursday of this week, that they didn't go ahead and have Kevin Warren speak today. They thought about it because there were rumors, there were times that we were hearing that Kevin Warren might speak today, and then he didn't. My guess is they put that all into the equation, because you're right. It went from all positive vibes, happy, 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 to, oh my God, angry, angry, angry. Whether you're angry at the Bears or you're angry at the state of Illinois, everybody's burning a bit. So if indeed we don't hear anything more about this on a formal basis before Saturday, then I think that is the right thing to do. Let me play a little audio here on this, and then we'll move on to our game spotlight and just get back into the nitty-gritty of Bears and Packers. But Mark Gannis of the Chicago Tribune was on the Score on Thursday morning with our guys, Mullion Haw. He's one of the foremost speakers and workers when it comes to stadiums. He does have a lot of expertise in this town. And here is some of what he was saying when it comes down to the leverage play that maybe the Bears are making, even though, to be clear, the Bears have said it's not a leverage play here to bring Northwest Indiana into the game.
Is not just a leverage ploy. There is serious frustration that this project has not moved forward, that the project for Chicago, which, frankly, there was a lot of doubt about, and I had a lot of doubt about, as you both of you guys know. So that is not so much of a surprise that it didn't happen. But that Arlington Heights has been sitting there as long as it has and hasn't moved forward, something that the team is willing to pay for the entirety of the stadium, owns the land already, and has done a lot of the work that needs to get done for it, that has not been able to move forward, especially when one considers the other stadiums around the NFL that have moved forward with far less commitment from the team and from the league. It's a source of concern, frustration, and opens doors legitimately that would otherwise not have been opened. So the idea of Northwest Indiana is now what I predicted to you that it would happen, mm-hmm, if Springfield didn't move forward. I wasn't saying that out of as pie in the sky. I know the way this league works. I know pretty well after all these years. And if there wasn't going to be any change in approach out of Springfield, I knew this would be the result, and this is where we are today. It is a legitimate option. I expect it will be explored, and the problem that Springfield will have is that the more that a Northwest Indiana option is explored, the more attractive it might become.
What I'm not sure, what I'm skeptical about, is what he was just saying right there at the end, and then again, it's Mark Gannis of the Chicago Tribune on the Mullion Haw Show. Is it a real option? I mean, where are the shovels relative to Hammond, Indiana, and Gary, Indiana, and all of our wonderful cities in Northwest Indiana? It's a real play. It's a real move. It's a real maneuver. I don't know if I believe that it's a real option.
I just struggle with all of this because the timeline will make your head spin. And we all know that these projects aren't linear and you're not going to have zero obstacles on the road from the starting gate to the finished product. But we are coming up on 5 years, Grody, from the time that the Bears started the purchase agreement with Arlington Heights. We're coming up on 3 years from the time they closed on the property, which was a couple months before Kevin Warren officially started as team president. We've got the whole presentation on draft weekend of 2024 about what's going to happen downtown on the museum campus and this beautiful rendering and the majestic presentation that they gave there. We've got the pivot, you know, in the spring of last year that their focus is on Arlington Heights. We've got another indication of that during training camp, another indication of that when the season starts in September, and now all of a sudden Northwest Indiana's in the picture, and there just seems to be no clarity in here. And there's no question that this project is stalled. There's no question that there doesn't seem to be obvious troubleshooting solutions, and it just seems to be a mess right now. And we'll have us, you and me, and those of us who cover the team closely, will have a lot more time in the offseason to dive deeper into the layers of this and figure out how they can get this thing jump started. But man, the timeline is off right now. And I don't even know how you set a realistic timetable going forward, because there's little signs of any progress on any front that this thing is moving forward. And you've got, again, you bought this property in Arlington Heights, 326 acres. I think it was almost $200 million. why have you not been able to get yourselves moving forward on something that you obviously had a vision for when you bought it, you know, years back? Again, we're coming up on 5 years since they first entered into the purchase agreement of that. It's crazy to me, and it doesn't feel like there's an end in sight to this.
Feels ugly right now, and we will stay on it as news happens as it pertains to the Bears stadium situation, which did take a surprising turn. I certainly didn't see it getting to the point that it got to when we started to hear these things and the rumblings, and the rumblings became real on Wednesday.
This message may be shocking to many millennials. If you are one, you might want to sit down. Right now, loads of people are searching the following on Depop: low-rise jeans, halter top, velour tracksuit, puka shell necklace, disc belt. You likely placed these in the dark of your closet in 2004, never to be seen again. But if you can find it in yourself to dust them off, there are a lot of people who will give you money for them. Sell on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So good, so good, so good.
Give big, save big with Rack Friday deals at Nordstrom Rack. For a limited time, take an extra 40% off Red Tag clearance for a total savings up to 75% off. Save on gifts for everyone on your list from brands like Vince, Cole Haan, Sam Edelman, and more. All sales final and restrictions apply. The best stuff goes fast, so bring your gift list and your wish list to your nearest Nordstrom Rack today.
Marshall's buyers are hustling hard to get amazing new gifts into stores, right up to the last minute. Like a designer perfume for that friend who never RSVP'd. Wishlist topping toys for her kids who came too. Mm-hmm. Belgian chocolates for the neighbor. A cozy scarf for your boss. And a wool jacket for your husband that you definitely did not almost forget. Marshall's. We get the deals, you get the good stuff. Even at the last minute. Find a Marshall's near you.
All of that said, let's get back to Bears and Packers, and specifically our game spotlight. And isn't it just so nice, Dan, our theme that December for the Chicago Bears franchise is meaningful?
It's great. It's great. And we've got a few pieces of audio in our game spotlight that are going to help steer us through this chatter of meaningful December football, of games like Saturday night that have so much attached to them. There's so much with a primetime game, big stage, huge stakes. All of this makes anybody involved with this feel really eager to be a part of this. We heard from Cole Kmet earlier. He is a draft classmate of Jalen Johnson. Draft class of 2020, if you recall correctly. Those guys are two of the few holdovers. I think Cairo Santos is the only other guy that was part of the last playoff team here at Hallis Hall back in 2020. But even that wasn't this, as we all know. That season started off at 5-5 or 5-1. The Bears stumbled and skidded to an 8-8 finish. They backed into the seventh seed in the NFC and got blown out of the playoffs during COVID in New Orleans, and it was never to be heard of from again. And so this is really the first true taste of high-level success that those guys have experienced. And so you heard from Cole earlier, being really eager to get into this game. Jalen's in a similar boat. Obviously, he's coming back from the injury that kept him out for a few months here this season. He understands what's here. And he had a fun exchange with us on Wednesday, just kind of about the pressure or lack thereof that this team is facing under this stage in this spotlight. Always good to hear from Jalen. We'll listen to him here and react on the back end.
Respect, we don't got no pressure. We, and everybody else, we're not supposed to be here. So, I mean, for us, it's just sticking true to what we know what we can do and who we are, and just continue to play hard and execute at the highest level.
What do you mean this is a different?
When you say you're not supposed to be
here. Did you think we were going to win the same one team? Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
To that point, it's a very different decision right. than most you've experienced.
Sure.
Right now, to have a meaningful game for the rest of the way here.
I mean, it's a great feeling to just have motivation behind playing and not just playing. Like at this point, you play for you're out the playoffs and things like that. But for us to just continue to play for each other, play for this city, and now we have an opportunity to really do that.
The pounding of basketballs in the backdrop there, Grody, which may have kept you from fully clearly hearing what Jalen had to say. But look, like he said, most of his Decembers here have been about playing for the name on the back of the jersey and not the one on the front. And right. So when you have an opportunity now to be united as a team with goals that everybody is chasing for the betterment of everybody in the locker room, it's a lot of fun. And you can just feel the eagerness that these guys have to be part of this now and to not take it for granted, which is a big part of this.
A lot of players, as we were making our way through the locker room, were asked, hey, are you surprised to be where you are right now? And the most popular answer was, yeah, a little bit.
I mean, and it's hard to admit, like, oh yeah, we never thought we were going to be a 10-win team, but I think that the consensus everywhere is that this team is a little bit ahead of schedule. They've won a few more close games than anybody expected, and now you've set yourself up to do some really special things, you know. And you and I talked the other day about a win Saturday night gives you a huge advantage in the NFC North. A loss drops you into second place. And so this game here has got so much riding on it. And just understanding that and being ready for that is something that I think this team is equipped for. I think they're equipped that way because they've got a really good coaching staff led by Ben Johnson that gets them in that mindset day after day after day to lock in properly for what's ahead of them. And we'll see how they handle it. And so that kind of segues us into outlook on this, because when we talk about December football, Ben Johnson was the first one to bring up December football, which was back in September when he was promising during some of the rough patches in this building process that, listen, by the time we get to December, we're going to be playing our best football. And so Kevin Fishbane kind of went back on that and asked Ben kind of, you know, what gave you that premonition that this team was in line to do what you said they were going to do? This is what Ben had to say on that front.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had, I think anytime your first year of a program, you're hopeful that that's going to be the case as guys get more comfortable in terms of what you're coaching and what you're expecting. And so that's certainly been the case with our veteran players, but we have a number of young players that early on, it's a lot, you know, and at this point, I think that they're able to go out and play fast. We trust them as a coaching staff. They've earned that. You can look all across our rookie class, and there's a number of high-level contributors right now, more so on the offensive side of the ball. But I think that comes with a lot of time and effort. But when you see you see them in training camp and you see where we came from early on in camp to the end of camp, I mean, I think it's not that bold of a statement to say that we're going to be playing some pretty good football here at the end of the year.
Good to hear that, right? And then for a coach to forecast that and then make good on it because he has faith in the way that they're going to go about getting there, I think it's very encouraging.
Yeah, I do wonder, too, if we asked him the question, if he was being honest and not just steadfast at the mic, he might have given the answer of, I'm not sure if I would have expected 10 wins this season either. But hey, man, he told us that that's how it works, that you play your best ball in December, and that's exactly where the Bears are. What else do we have from Ben Johnson?
Yeah, so this is the other part of the conversation, and it's, you know, listen, Ben Johnson is not new to these stakes and these games. He's been in this with Detroit for the last 3 years, right? Like last year, they're in the playoffs as the one seed in the NFC. The year before that, they're a win away from the Super Bowl. The year before that, they're in a playoff chase into the final hours of the 2022 regular season. So he knows what this is like at this time of year, what these games are like, what the juice is. You know, like I like the juice. Ben likes the juice too. But before that, Ben has been very open that before that run in Detroit, much of his NFL coaching life was spent watching losing football, like you and I are used to seeing. And so you understand that when the winning comes around, you kind of just grab onto it and hold onto it as tight as you can, so it doesn't go away. And so Ben was asked a little bit to reflect on kind of having been through this journey as he has been in his coaching career. What's it like in these stages to be preparing for games in December that mean a whole lot?
Well, I think when you look at our roster, we have a number of really talented players that have not been a part of this. You know, you certainly can look at DJ and Cole, guys that have been here. But like I just talked with Andrew Billings about it, and you know, this is the most wins he's ever been a part of. These guys have been around for a long time, and so when that happens, and you're someone that hasn't experienced it a whole lot, you're just grateful. You're grateful for it, and you don't want it to. You want to take advantage of the opportunity. You just don't know when it's going to happen again. And that's the nature of the NFL. The parity is so strong that when you have a good season, you win some of these one score games like we've been able to, and we put ourselves in a good spot. We want to make sure we capitalize on it as a team.
Grody, I reflect on this. For whatever reason, it triggers memories for me of Akeem Hicks in 2018. We revisit 2018 a lot. And I just recall him sort of having this full-blown appreciation for how difficult it is to make the playoffs. And so when he came here for a couple years and had a struggle through the building process to get a playoff team ready in Chicago, he really knew that, like, you gotta be ready when your opportunity is there, and you really got to understand that it's rare, you know, and that you might not get this opportunity again anytime soon. And so I think Ben's kind of echoing some of that sentiment there. And I think it's a good message to hear inside the building, because it just kind of sharpens your mindset just a little bit if you're truly listening.
Well, and it goes along with, you know, my whole, you know, proclamation of the rest of this season is no longer gravy. It's no longer we're just happy to be here. It's no longer no. Now it's winning time, and you have to do your best to take advantage of what has been presented in front of you, with not, because though the things change quickly, there are the teams, big teams will start to present themselves again, teams that you look at and say there's no way you could overcome that, but there just isn't a whole lot of teams that you look at this year and say, oh yeah, there's no way the Bears can win that game. And to what we were talking about on the podcast the other day, that yeah, this is, and I'm getting better at saying this now, Dan. I was a little hesitant on our previous episode. Yeah, the Bears, they could make it to the Super Bowl. And it's still hard for me to say that, because I'm still not sure how much I believe it, but that is not out of the realm of possibility considering what this team has done really since about the Pittsburgh game.
Right. And well, we're all very aware, and nobody more so than this coaching staff and this group of players, that in order to get to the Super Bowl, you got to get to the NFC Championship game. In order to get to the NFC Championship game, you got to make the playoffs. In order to make the playoffs, you got to find your way through the regular season. And so the Bears understand the step-by-step process of this. But the whole reason that you and I have talked for months now about this team's presence and their purpose is because it's valuable to you when you have the ability to lock in during a preparation week. And then all you have to do is apply that preparation for 3 hours on a game day in a given week, and if you do that well, you earn the right to take a harder test beyond that, you know. And I think the Bears understand that. They've been really good about that, and it's why you kind of walk into Saturday night with very little anxiety, because you know it's just going to be a fair test of legitimacy, and then it's not going to be like, oh, they weren't ready for this, they tripped themselves. They're gonna give it their all on Saturday, and if it's good enough, they're going to be leading the NFC North at the end of the night, and as they are now, you know. And so it's a big deal. And so I think the Bears mentally kind of have a good grasp on this. And then reflecting back on what Cole said there in that clip early on, you just have to know how to get yourself settled into a game like this on Saturday night quickly, so that you're not too amped up for too long. And then you find yourself chasing a game that you didn't want to be chasing.
And we'll give you our picks for Saturday night's game here in just a little bit. It'll be in our final segment. We'll also have our FanDuel best bet. I see that it centers on wide receiver DJ Moore. So we'll get to that in a second. That's right.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola, for everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
But first, my favorite segment of the Take the North podcast is when Dan Wiederer brings us three things to watch. Bears, Packers.
All right. I'm going to go in a different order than I sent them to you via email, but the first one for me is speed up. And what I mean by that is get off to a faster start. The Bears have been slow starters here for too long. You just referenced the inability to score on the opening drive now for almost 2 months. That's got to change, and they've got to get off to these quicker starts. Ben has vocalized that. Caleb has acknowledged his part in that. And so you want to see on Saturday night the Bears offense find its groove early, get some points on the board, and then take off from there. You know, and it's just been too long since they've gotten off to a fast start. I would really like to see that happen Saturday night.
If they had gotten off to a faster start in the game at Lambeau, the Bears might have won the game. So, you know, I agree completely with what you just said.
Second thing on my list is no Micah. We know that's the biggest storyline in Green Bay this week is the season-ending knee injury to Micah Parsons. The Bears spent a lot of time a couple weeks ago getting themselves ready and prepared to have a plan for where Micah Parsons was and where he wasn't and how they were going to devote attention and how they were going to attack the Packers defense. Well, he's out of the equation now. And so you got to change your outlook and you got to change the lens at which you look at this. Again, you mentioned at the start, you've got your own handicaps on offense. So what do you do to put together a game plan on Saturday night that positions you to attack this Packers defense? They've got some results from 2 weeks ago that show you that they were successful in the second half of finding their groove and getting it moving. And so hopefully they're able to find that again under new dynamics and new circumstances on Saturday night without Micah Parsons.
Yeah, and while we're at it, before we get to number three from Weedsy, as far as the Packers injuries are concerned, what we know right now is that the right tackle, Zach Tom, running back, Josh Jacobs, and their fine safety, Evan Williams, all did not practice this week. Those three guys are questionable on the Packers injury report. So they're dealing with their own stuff right now as well.
And that Evan Williams injury is significant for sure. And that will factor into the third thing to watch on Saturday night, which is the Bears wide receiver depth. No Roman Dunze, no Luther Burden. Who are the next men up? We obviously know we've got DJ Moore. We know we've got Olamide Zaccheaus. Look for Devin Duvernay, as you mentioned earlier, to see the football come his way a little bit more frequently. He'll take on a heightened role on offense. And how about John Day Walker? And talking to Ben Johnson today with him expressing his confidence in the depth of the Bears wide receiver room. He didn't say John Day Walker's name out loud, but you could tell that he saw some things in the preseason from John Day Walker that gives him confidence that he could contribute in a game like this. And so I'm just giving you our audience has got that name now, John Day Walker. Don't be surprised if there's a moment or two on Saturday night where he flashes on your TV screen and you go, oh, John A. Walker. Nice fun. Yeah,
I remember that guy from the preseason. Didn't he do some stuff? Weren't we talking about him?
Game winning touchdown in the final minutes against final seconds against Kansas City back in August.
Right. Every day Jade, isn't that what they call him?
All day Jade.
And he's always in the locker room, seems to be pretty close with Caleb Williams. So he's an interesting personality. And it would be great to see him get a little bit of action out there for sure. One other thing I'll say too, just taking the temperature on the players on offense, especially about what will be the absences of Luther Burden and Roma Dunze. Like they gave the rote answers, of course, saying, hey, next man up and all that stuff. But what I found, Dan, is that, again, this goes back to Ben Johnson. They trust that Ben Johnson can make any receiver look good. Now, maybe not over a sustained period of time. You can't just put anybody in. Your high-paid receivers are there for a reason, for sure. DJ Moore is your best option. But guess what? Devin Duvernay can make a nice play for you out there. Alamide Zaccheaus can be schemed up. Everyday Jade. Like they definitely have trust in Ben Johnson to, hey, man, you'll take care of business, and then we'll try to get our guys back eventually.
The system is designed to get guys open.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. And that's why the details that are harped upon every single day here is truly vital, because it is a situation where if you're ready to handle all the motions and shifts and the routes and everything that need to come with getting open, Ben's going to put you in position to succeed, and those guys will have their opportunity. What was it that DJ said today? It's like either you're on your details or you're not playing, right? And so like the message is clear, and so we'll see which way they take it on Saturday night.
Oh yeah, he was hilarious just talking about the personality of Ben Johnson. And Ben Johnson is to be feared. Don't mess up, man. He's not here to play smiley smile. We're not going to be jilly jagging. You know, like it's this stuff is for real. By the way, what was the wording of the question that you asked DJ Moore in the locker room?
Regrettable. The wording of the question was regrettable. I think I said, "What is Ben Johnson's special touch?" And given our history with DJ, it's like, why did it come out of my mouth that way? You know, I was trying to say, what was the special quality that's allowed you guys to get the 10 wins? And you know, sometimes, you know, it's just you fumble a little bit.
Right. Well, but no, it wasn't though, but it is perfect for us because of some of the wording that you and I have both used. Yeah.
Does it please you?
Right. And he's like, what? And what was mine? Is
that gratifying?
I was going to say gratitude, but he has a grat. So he's looked into both of our eyes on past occasions. Like, what are these words?
Gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What?
That said, I did talk to DJ today. And he did say, I said, hey, can we get some time with you on the podcast on Take the North next week? And he said, yes. So that could be very interesting.
Well, so next week is Christmas week. I feel like DJ is usually one of these guys that's got like a Santa hat on in the locker room during Christmas week or New Year's week. So maybe we get him in a festive mood and we just really we break it out and we get loose and we get to the bottom of some things, as I like to tell Jeff Joniak we do in this building. We go and we get to the bottom of some things.
And now you just made me think, oh my God, that's right. Next week is the Christmas week. Who knows what that's going to be like and who's going to be there and who's not going to be there. But we'll get DJ Moore on at some point in time. How about if we move on to our best bet segment? Our best bet segment is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. All right. Per our executive producer, Adam Studzinski, he has dropped this in for us here today. The bet this week, DJ Moore anytime touchdown, plus 125 odds.
It seems to make sense given the health of the Bears receiving core and given that he had two touchdowns last week with Rome out. My inclination is to say, yes, DJ will visit the end zone again. Now, it might require a fast start, like we talked about a little bit earlier. We know the Bears like to run the football. We know they like to get those running backs in the end zone when they can. But I still am going to lean into this one and say that DJ gets back across the goal line on Saturday night.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be the same degree of difficulty that the final play of the game was last week. You know, it doesn't have to be that. But, yeah, I think it's a slam dunk. I do think DJ Moore gets into the end zone. He's clearly going to be a big part of the offense. But who knows? Like, we used to be able to predict things like this with previous regimes, but with Ben Johnson, I mean, it might just be Colston Loveland that racks up 100 yards in this game. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, the ball could go everywhere, you know, and the running backs, we'll see how they're involved, and it's gonna be fun. It's been fun for a while. It's gonna be fun again.
Well, and I here's another thing that is much better on this show, on this podcast, and that is when we get to do our picks. When we always kind of knew what it was, and now it gets more and more difficult to get a handle on these games. Dan, would you like to go first here in our selections here as we close out our best bet segment, which was brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
There's a little shout out to my mom. My 3-word review from last week was Dan was right. I picked the Bears to win and they won against Cleveland. That had snapped a long streak for me of being wrong picking these games. And so here I'm going to go back in on the Bears this week. I'm going to pick them to beat the Packers 23-21. It just feels like the theater has set this up, doesn't it, Grody? It just feels like this is the type of win that this season is supposed to have to stamp it with legitimacy. And this is not like a win or else game for the Bears, but it kind of is. It just feels that way, that even though their season won't be dead if they lose, it just feels like it's going to be on a whole different trajectory if they win. And so I put my vote of confidence in their ability to win another close game and their ability to be poised under pressure. 23-21 Chicago Bears.
I like it. 23-21 Bears is the Dan Wiederer pick. My Aunt Rhonda, who is just the biggest Bears fan that you will ever meet, she's one of these, like, to your point of just like, it feels like you got to win this game. Like the elation of the win would be so great, but the downer of the loss would be the pits as well. My Aunt Rhonda is one of these people. These people really do exist that the season hinges on what happens against the Green Bay Packers. So my Aunt Rhonda said the season is on the line. If the Bears lose to Green Bay, it's a bad season, no matter what.
They could win 12 games. They could lose Saturday night, win 12 games, right, and be, you know, hosting a home playoff game, and Aunt Rhonda would be pissed.
Right. As she said, the season is on the line. It's so hilarious. So in the name of Aunt Rhonda, in the name of everything we know that is going on in this game, yes, I am picking the Chicago Bears to win this game. I'm going to go Bears 21, Green Bay 17, and we are just going to be flying high that next week during Christmas week.
And I it's my understanding, as you know, on night games, I can't do the post game podcast because of my writing responsibilities, but it's my understanding that you're trying to line up a little special post game guest for people, aren't you?
I am. I have requested to our producer, Studzinski, that he brings to me Mark Potash. Bring me Mark Potash, who has criticized me many times privately and on the radio and on the podcast for not having him on this podcast. I know you've done your job. You've had him on, but I haven't. So I have extended the olive branch to Mark Potash to be our late night post game guy. I have not gotten a confirmation on that as of yet.
This excites me if it does happen, because then I will get in the car and pull out of that garage at, you know, 1 a.m. or whatever it is, and I'll be able to turn on you and Mark Potash
to drive
me home on Saturday night. So I'm excited about that potential.
Right. And for people who are wondering, well, why doesn't Dan do it? Because Dan has like 8 stories to write for The Athletic, the job that does that, you know, that's his full time job. So he, in the name of us not being at Halas Hall until 3 a.m,
Soldier Field.
What did I say? Halas Hall?
Yeah.
I love when I do stuff like that.
I've actually thought, you know, those little suites that we record the post game podcast from, I was like, they should just put like some Murphy beds in here and allow us to sleep there every once in a while.
Seriously, man. we've kind of overtaken them anyway. So yeah, let's get a little cocky and be like, hey, you know what? Can you tighten it up a little bit too? Maybe clean up some of the stuff that was in here before.
Well, certainly they've proven their ability to clean while we're doing the podcast while we're in there. So certainly they could tidy it up and get us rolling for an overnight, a little sleepover at Soldier Field.
No doubt. Shout out to all the workers at Soldier Field. We appreciate you and for putting up with us as well, because they're just trying to do a job. Dan, anything else that you would like to say before we get on out of here, man?
On the topic of Soldier Field, it looks like we're going to be going there for another 12 to 15 years.
I did think about that. Like, are we, like, 30 years from now, just going to be like, hey, everybody's going still at Soldier Field, and it's all good.
The open letter says that, you know, we now have our eyes set on property on Mars.
Yeah, right. But it's not a ploy in any way, shape, or form. It's not leverage, okay? We're serious about Mars.
Yeah, Elon is going to finance it, and off we go.
Oh, man. To be continued, man. Ladies and gentlemen. To be continued. For Dan Wiederer of The Athletic, for our executive producer, Adam Studzinski, I am Mark Grody of 670 The Score, saying thank you for watching and listening to the Take the North podcast.
Great talk. See you out there.
Thank you, everybody. The Bears.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.